Good morning, friends, and I welcome you to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm going to begin this morning in James chapter 4 and verse 13. If you want to turn in your Bible there, James 4:13, we're glad that you're here. I want to talk about this morning the importance of doing things today. I don't know about you, but I'm already planning for 2026, and maybe you have thought in your mind about some things that you would like to be doing in 2026. And there's nothing wrong with planning, and that might be a good and responsible thing to do. But in balance to that, we've got to be careful that we're not always looking to the future and we don't take care of today, the present, and what we need to be doing today. And so I want to begin with James chapter 4, where James talks about the brevity of life and making sure that we do things now. Again, nothing wrong with planning. If the Lord wills, we will do some things in 2026 or even beyond. But we also need to take care of today. I'm afraid that so many people in our world, and maybe you have found yourself doing this, we spend so much time planning for the future and talking about the future that we don't take care of what we need to today. We procrastinate and we put it off, and we need to do things today that absolutely need to be done for our soul's salvation. And what I'm going to be talking about this morning is not, you know, paying the electric bill. I'm not going to be talking about, you know, you need to buy the last minute Christmas present. We need to go out today and get some gas. We need to go out today and buy some groceries. I'm talking about eternal things. I'm talking about spiritual things that involve our relationship with God now and in eternity. Those important things that have to be done today that should not be put off for some other time. James chapter 4, verse 13, "Come now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into this city and spend a year there and trade and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? For you are a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall both live and do this or that. But now you glory in your vauntings, and all such glorying is evil. To him therefore that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin." So James is saying, number one, we don't know if we will have a tomorrow or a future. Our life is like a vapor. We could be gone before we think we are. Number two, he says, we need to be saying, if the Lord wills. We need to include God's providential hand in our future plans. And then the third thing that he says is that glorying, just assuming that we're going to be able to do things in the future, is evil. That's not a good way to approach. I'm always going to be here and I'm always going to be able to do something in the future. Don't do that. And then, number four, James says that if we know to do good, and the implication is now, then we need to do it. And when we know to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. So there are things that need to be taken care of today. So on our program, I want to list a few things that need to be done today. And all of these, except for one, are taken from the New Testament. And I hope that it will encourage you to make your life right with God today. I'm willing to study with you today. I'm willing to have a Bible discussion with you today. I'm willing to come and spend time with you today. So that's very important. Let's set that up. Let's do that before it's everlasting too late. Well, let's look at a few things that need to be done today. First of all, we need to hear the Word of God today. If you will turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3. We need to hear the Word of God today. And the Word of God is not something where he speaks to us in our ear or some small voice. The Word of God is found on the pages of Scripture. And so, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7, writing to Christians who are in danger of falling away, the Hebrew writer says, "Wherefore, even as the Holy Spirit says," and then a quotation from the Psalms. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, like in the day of trial in the wilderness. And he goes on in that quotation. There were times in the wilderness wandering when the Israelites did not listen to the word of God. We need to hear God's word today. We hear all other kinds of things, but we need to hear God's word. God loves us. He knows what's best for us. He wants to give us his wisdom on the pages of Scripture. What he tells us is right. What he tells us is for the best interest of our life. And we need to be hearing today, hear his voice. Very, very important. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 10:23 that the way of man is not in himself. On another occasion in the book of Jeremiah, he says that the heart is deceitful above all things. And so we don't just trust what we think and feel. We need to go by the word of God. And today we need to be listening, and tomorrow and the next day, it will make us wise. His words, the scriptures, will make us wise unto salvation, 2 Timothy 3:15. But while we're here in this same passage, the Hebrew writer says something else about today. If you come on down to verse 13, but exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. He's talking to Christians who are in danger of falling away, and they need daily exhortation. One thing we need today is exhortation. One of the great blessings of hearing the gospel and obeying the gospel is that we also get encouragement and exhortation from the Word of God and from fellow Christians. And we need that. We need exhortation and encouragement to keep making it through life. Paul again and again exhorted brethren in his different epistles. And he would write, for example, "We exhort you, brethren," 1 Thessalonians 4:10. "Exhort one another," 1 Thessalonians 4:18, and so forth. Brethren, today we can get daily exhortation. Exhort one another daily while it is called today. And if we can, exhort our fellow brethren who are struggling in some way. Let us do that today. And he says, because of the deceitfulness of sin. Sin can draw a Christian away from the faith, and we need exhortation to stay faithful and hold fast. And that's his point in the next verse, in verse 14. So, we need to hear the word of God today. We need to be exhorted today. And we don't need to be hardened. And so in chapter 3 and verse 15, today if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Don't be hardened today. Don't reject the word of God today. And the same thing is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7. Friends, will you hear and obey the word of God today? Will you be exhorted today? The world pulls Christians away so easily, and we need to allow ourselves to be exhorted to stay faithful to Christ. Well, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. There's something else that we need to do today. We need to be saved today. Today is the day of salvation. So many people just put that off or never do it at all. They go to their death just never obeying the gospel and being baptized for the remission of their sins. You talk with them about being saved. Oh, well, you know, Chris, I'll do that one day. I'll think about that down the road. We need to be thinking today. The Apostle Paul had just been talking about how that God in Christ used him and the other apostles to reconcile the world to Christ. Sin has separated them, and the preaching of the gospel can save them. And he has just got done talking about that. And in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1, and working together with him, Paul the apostle, working together with Christ and God, we entreat also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. God wants to save you by his grace, his mercy and blessing and favor. But don't receive it in vain. For he says, and then a quotation from Isaiah, at an acceptable time I hearkened unto thee, and in a day of salvation did I succor thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And some versions say today. Now, right now. Some have the idea that, well, I can just put that off and I'll always have time. It reminds me of those in the book of Acts. Felix said, when I have a more convenient season, I will call. And Agrippa said, almost persuadest thou me to be a Christian. And so people are almost saved, but not saved. People put it off for a later time, and often that time never comes. So you need to do it today. I'm not going to tell you to pray the sinner's prayer right now. I'm not going to tell you to do that, because that's nowhere found in the gospel of Christ. I'm going to tell you, Acts 2:38, to repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. I'm going to tell you, Romans 10:9-10, to believe in your heart and to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm going to tell you those things. I'm not going to tell you to pray the sinner's prayer. And so that's not something that you do real quick today and then all of a sudden you're saved. These things are contrary to Scripture. But I will tell you to hear the gospel, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is the Christ, be baptized for the remission of your sins, and Romans 6:3-4, having come up out of the waters of baptism, to walk in newness of life. Friends, do that today. Any day is today, and it's a day of salvation. One day it's going to be gone, and you can't recall it. You can't bring it back. And the future is not guaranteed to us. 2026 is not a guarantee. So let's do it today. So many people will get up. Oh, today I need to go to the store. Today I really need to get to the doctor's office. Today I got to get to the pharmacy and refill that prescription. And today I got to pay that bill. We really get urgent and serious about things like that, and that's fine. But people don't get urgent and serious about their soul's salvation, and that's sad. Remember, Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. We need to do that. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16. And we need to obey that gospel today. So keep that in mind. Very, very important. And those who do not obey the gospel, Paul says, and he writes in 2 Thessalonians, that those who know not God and those who do not obey the gospel, there awaits them something very, very serious. When Jesus comes again from heaven with the angels of his power in flaming fire, 2 Thessalonians 1:8, he will be rendering vengeance to them that know not God, and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction, from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. So, friend, please do not put that off. But let's talk about some other things that need to be considered today. We need to become a Christian today, and when we do that, we need to be busy in the Lord's work. There is a work for us to do today. Sometimes, of course, folks used to work just Monday through Friday, Of course, people today work every day of the week. But if you get up tomorrow on Monday morning and, well, I've got to go work today. That's fine. But have you ever thought about, I need to work for the Lord today. I need to do His work. Jesus teaches the importance of obedience and doing what our Heavenly Father once done in a parable of a man who had two sons. And he's trying to teach the lesson, which son did his father's will? And it's a great lesson. When he was questioned about his own authority, he says in Matthew 21 and verse 28, what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, go, work today in the vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented himself and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Which of the two did the father's will? They say, the first. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed in him. And you, when you saw it, did not even repent yourselves and afterward that you might believe him. The point of the parable that I'd like to focus on in is the statement, son, go work today in the vineyard. Jesus has work for us and we need to obey. We need to go. And our Heavenly Father wants us to be going. And we need to be going in taking the gospel to others. We need to be going in living a righteous life and being a salt of the earth and the light of the world. We need to go and help others and go and serve others. Jesus said in John chapter 4, that my meat is to do my Father's will. And then he said, don't say that there's 4 months until the harvest. Behold, lift up your eyes. They are white already unto harvest. There's work right now to be doing. And Jesus said in John chapter 9 and verse 4, talking about how that he had been working a miracle here, and these miracles were his Father's works and his teaching and all of these things. And he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. I need to do it now. That's why I'm healing now. And that's why I'm teaching and doing my work. I've got a job to do today. And so, friends, the Father says, go into my vineyard today and work. The sooner we become a Christian, or the sooner we come back if we're an unfaithful Christian, the sooner we can get back to doing something for the Lord each day in His vineyard. It's good for us. It's good for everybody around us. Today, we have work to do for our Heavenly Father. But let me talk about something else. Along those same lines, we need to make a decision. Here's the problem with many people. They're hearing what I'm saying, and they're agreeing, Chris, you know, I agree with you. I need to be doing the Lord's work, and I need to be saved, and I need to be exhorted, and I need to hear the Word of God. The problem is, I just don't want to make that decision right now. Well, let's talk about that. Today is a day that we need to make decisions. We need to stop straddling the fence, so to speak. We need to stop trying to have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God and trying to please everybody. Make a decision to be on the Lord's side. I want to go back to the Old Testament for this one and a statement that Joshua makes. They have conquered the land of Canaan, and they've divided up the land, and God's people are living in the land, and Joshua is about to leave them. He's older, he's going to pass away, and he gives this final address. And one of the pieces of advice, he gives a really great sermon in Joshua 23 and 24 about how to stay successful in life. You might want to read it sometime. It's a great sermon. But one of the points that he makes in that lesson is making decisions today. Joshua 24:15, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. Choose today whom you will serve, whether the gods, small g, false gods, idols, which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Jesus said in Matthew 7:13, enter into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are there be that go therein. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto eternal life, and few there be that find it. Choose the narrow gate. Choose the old paths. Choose you this day to serve the Lord. Today is a day of decision making, and quit putting that off. The devil wants you to procrastinate. The devil wants you to put it off and not think about it and don't deal with it and kick the can down the road and, you know, we're just not going to deal with it now. No, today is the day to make a decision and make the right decision and tell the devil, no, I'm going to stop procrastinating and do what I know is right from the Word of God. So, I would say that this is extremely important. Along those lines, turn with me to Luke chapter 19, and I want to talk about something else. This goes along with what I said earlier about 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, where Paul says today or now is the day of salvation. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus had come to the home of Zacchaeus. Some people know Zacchaeus as the wee little man, the man of small stature. And he climbed up in a tree to see Jesus when he was walking by. And when Jesus came and saw him, he calls him down. Look at this. And when Jesus came to the place, Luke 19:5, and looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Then in verse 9, Jesus said unto him, today is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man comes to seek and to save that which is lost. Today, Jesus has come into your life. If you are hearing me for the very first time, some things that I have said just in this short program have introduced Jesus Christ to you, and Jesus Christ has come to your house, if you will. What are you going to do with that? Today, I must abide at thy house. Will we let Jesus in? He wants to be in our home. He wants to be in my life, in the life of my spouse, if I'm married, in the life of my children. If you have children and you're hearing me, the best thing for them, parents, is to have Jesus in their life. That's what's going to help them in school and in their lives. And they see all kinds of stuff on their phone, you know that takes them away. And at school and friends and other things and social media, they've got to have Jesus in their life or they're going to be lost eternally. Let Jesus come into your home. And today he wants to do that. And Zacchaeus, let him in. And we need to do the same. And when he did that, and he showed repentance and remorse, that's verses 7, 8, then Jesus said, today is salvation come to this house. And what is sad is, verse 7 is one of the saddest verses. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he's gone to lodge with a man that is a sinner. Jesus has gone to lodge with a man that is a sinner. What a terrible thing. And they murmured about that. There are going to be people that don't want Jesus to come to your house. But you don't worry about that. You don't let that distract you. Let Jesus come to your house. And when you do and you obey his gospel, then today is salvation come to your house. That's one of the best things that you need in your life. There's all kinds of stuff we want coming into our house. We want to buy things and bring it in. We want to buy furniture and bring it in. We want to remodel and repaint and bring this into the house and bring that into the house and decorate and spruce it up and do all these kinds of things. How about this one? How about let Jesus come into your house? That would make the biggest change ever for the better. And then last of all, one last thing. When we obey the gospel and live faithfully to the best of our ability each day and follow his word and will, when it comes time to die, there's going to be one more thing that will happen today. And that is when Jesus was talking to the thief on the cross who showed his belief in Christ, that he was a king and had a kingdom. And he said, remember me, Jesus, when you come in your kingdom. And he showed a repentant attitude even while hanging there on the cross. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. He's talking about the place in Hades that the righteous go when they die in this life. Under the Old Testament dispensation, which the thief on the cross lived, he had done what he had needed to do to be right with God. And when he died, he was going to be with Christ in paradise. And we can be there too when we obey the gospel, when we are baptized into Christ. And so when there's going to come a day, if Jesus doesn't come again, when we die, is it going to be said of us, today you will be with me in paradise? That would be a great thing that would happen. But it comes when we have obeyed the gospel and we are living faithfully each day. I want to close with this point, friend. Do you know what the most valuable possession you own is? It's not your house, it's not your car, it's not your phone, it's not your diamonds, it's not your money. What is the most valuable possession you own? You know what it is? It's today. Today is the most valuable possession you own because it's the time in which you can be right with God. What a great thing that is. And if I can help you to make your life right today, please, let's get together, contact us, and let us study, and let today be the day of salvation. Thank you for being with us, and I hope that you'll have a good day.